I want to tell you about a tiny type of jellyfish that is absolutely amazing. I'm going to tell you. It lives in all of the oceans, even the most frigid, and it hitches rides to boat holes as they circumnavigate the globe. Now, scientists didn't even know that this tiny little jellyfish had spread throughout the world because they're so small and so innocuous. But its size and its transparent appearance belies something absolutely incredible. You see, this jellyfish is the closest thing ever discovered and studied that can resurrect itself. It comes back from the dead. This ability has earned it the nickname the immortal jellyfish. And now, like all jellyfish, it starts its life as a little larva. It just kind of corkscrews its tiny little body through the sea. But eventually, at some point, it stops swimming. And it sinks down to the bottom of the ocean, and it turns into a polyp. These are tiny little things that look like sea anemones. And then after a few days of being a polyp, a tiny jellyfish splits off and then starts gliding gently through the water with their little umbrella bodies. Now, even as full-grown adults, these jellyfish are only about 5 millimeters across. It's very tiny. This whole life cycle, though, is pretty standard fare so far for a jellyfish. But these little guys, they go on to do something completely different. When the adult immortal jellyfish dies, it sinks again down to the ocean floor for the second time in its life. And it starts to decay. And then amazingly, its cells start to reaggregate, not into its adult form as a full jellyfish floating through the ocean, but it forms back into a polyp, the little anemone. And then from these polyps emerge a new jellyfish. They've gone back to their beginning. At the point of death, they have started all over again. And theoretically, these little jellyfish could continue this cycle forever and ever, never ceasing, just living life over and over again. They're ending is just the start of something new. Now, coincidentally, the entire process of this jellyfish from death to new life takes about 3 days. Sound familiar? Just like Jesus, on the third day, they rise again. Apparently, 3 days is the magic number for resurrection. And if you were here on Friday, we marked the death of Jesus. And today, we're here to shout that Christ is risen. Now, you may be saying to yourself, Friday was not 3 days ago. Depending on how you count time, you could be right. But during Holy Week, like at the time of Jesus and when God creates in Genesis, we count time using the traditional Jewish way, with sunset marking the beginning of a new day. So Jesus died in the afternoon on Friday. That was the first day. Then with sunset on Friday, it became Saturday, the second day. And then with the sunset on Saturday, it became Sunday, the third day. And Jesus was resurrected sometime in the darkness of the night or early morning We don't entirely know. But on that third day. However you want to count your days, though, it seems to me that 3 days is awfully fast to go from death to life. Maybe that's just me. But of course, I don't know what it was like for Jesus. I read an interesting article that a couple years ago, scientists discovered what a dying brain looks like. An 87-year-old man who was suffering from epilepsy was undergoing some brain scans and hooked up to all of that equipment, and suddenly he had a fatal heart attack while still being monitored. It was the first time that scientists were able to watch a brain die. And what they saw surprised them. In the 30 seconds or so before and after death, the brain waves were the same that are seen when people remember or when they dream. And these scientists concluded that your life flashing before your eyes could be a very real thing. It makes me wonder, though, does resurrection make it go in reverse? Perhaps in those final moments on the cross, Jesus remembered his friends sobbing, then his first miracle at Cana, and then before that, being an awkward teenager and getting lost in the temple. Maybe learning to be a carpenter from Joseph, fleeing to Egypt, cradled in Mary's arms. And did he recall each dinner conversation, each broken heart and time of prayer? And then, at the very end, did he finally see his birth on a silent night in a manger? And then, as resurrection took over and each cell in his body kicked on again and began to make energy, did he become suddenly aware of the silence of the tomb, its warmth and its darkness that was holding him in? Perhaps he heard the murmuring of God or angels or guards or faithful women reminding him of being in the womb as a baby. We don't know what resurrection looks like. The freshly alive Jesus that we hear about in the gospel today gets confused for a gardener and is unrecognizable to his friends until they share a meal. He was himself, but somehow different. Like the jellyfish, maybe resurrection looks like becoming a child again, starting again. The ending is just the beginning of a new life. It's different, and yet utterly the same. Maybe resurrection makes us different, yet utterly the same. We think that the normal course is one way, life leading to death. But that first Easter changed everything. Jesus did a complete U-turn and completed the loop. Life led to death, which led to life. And the silence of that tomb becomes the silence of a womb as that door opened and God walked out. Alleluia, Christ is risen.